San Francisco 49ers come away with a 36-24 win over the Seahawks last night in Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. The Seahawks, who have been, they got off to that great start, have now lost three in a row, I think. And the Niners now, with that win after a tough loss to the Cardinals last week, have won two out of their last three, including that win over the Patriots. Both teams 3-3 now in the NFC West. And I sort of look at that game. The Niners right now are leading in the West because they beat Seattle. They're 3-3. Seattle's 3-3. Arizona's 2-3, and the Rams are 1-4. And I consider that to be still a pretty strong division. Like, I think, despite their records, the Niners are a force to be reckoned with. I still think the Seahawks are pretty good and probably a playoff-caliber team. The Cardinals, I'm not sure what they are yet. The Rams are all banged up. But, like, that's a team that could deliver two, maybe three playoff teams, I think, still.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And the 49ers, I still don't really know what the deal is with McCaffrey and when he's back and when he's what he's going to be. If this is kind of feels like this is going to be one of those lost years for him.
Yeah.
It just really does. But no, I think the 49ers with McCaffrey are a definite Super Bowl contender. Your boy Purdy, I will give you credit. So you know how you kind of did your little mea culpa on Purdy and mm-hmm. I didn't know he was running. And did you watch the game last night?
Yes.
And they were going over the top like, he's really added this mobility to his game. And Al Michaels was something like, who knew that Purdy could make plays with his legs? And I was like, poor Christian. I kind of made fun of him, but apparently he's not the only one who realized Brock Purdy's
figured
pretty
it out.
Good.
I figured it out pretty quick in that Patriots game. He was doing whatever he wanted to out there. And the same thing last night, 18 of 28, 255 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He didn't get sacked. He had a great QB rating. Geno Smith was on the run a little bit. The Niners were getting after him.
Geno sucked.
He threw two interceptions.
He sucked.
He didn't have a good game.
There was a couple throws. I actually used him as a teaching tool for my son. I was like, you know, you have a bad game? Well, watch Geno Smith. And he's like, yeah, I watched him. And he was hit like, there was a crosser to Njigba on like a third down.
Yeah.
Wide open, like 8 yards maybe. And he just flat out missed him. That was a really bad night for Geno Smith. And
yeah.
I give Njigba credit. He did not. I would have, like, I think, blown my fuse and been a diva wide receiver if I got missed on something that easy.
The Seahawks did get a touchdown on a kick return or a punt return. I think it was a kick return from LaVisca Chenault. I only mentioned
yes.
that because he is a Colorado Buffalo.
I know. And a lot of Patriots fans wanted him coming out.
I kind of did, too. He hasn't had much of a career, and he did lose a fumble in that game last night, too. But
he wasn't with them, right? This is his second team?
No, he's with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I thought so.
He was a Jags.
Never good. He's going down Jag Boulevard.
Yeah, probably. And he's the fourth, fifth, sixth option there.
I went to bed.
On that team.
Did Mason come back?
No, Garendo was out there
yeah.
at the end.
And he was running well, too.
And he had that big run that clinched the game, basically.
Beast mode
yeah.
type run. But, yeah, it looked like a shoulder pec something for Mason. But with that offense, I'm sure, I don't know how to, Garendo will just pick right up and be a good running back for
yep. him. Anyway, that is the beginning of week six here in the NFL. It's a big week for the Patriots as they will get their first look at Drake May at 1 o'clock in Foxborough. We also have a 9:30 game in England with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chicago Bears. So that'll kick things off on Sunday. Patriots kick off at 1 o'clock and we'll get to our picks on week six and all the games, well, not all of them, but the ones that Jacob picks out for us, we'll get to that in the 5:30 segment. In the meantime, let's go back to your phone. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Andrew's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Andrew.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
I was prompted to call just with the idea of moving the lighthouse. Moving like an actual lighthouse from the coast of New England to Foxborough Stadium wouldn't be saving it. It would actually be destroying it because you're moving it to where a lighthouse is actually not needed.
True.
Or
obviously.
Natural. So that was my idea. You know, like, you know, it sounds quaint, but when you really think about it, nothing about Gillette Stadium, like, screams New England. It's a tacky establishment. As a Mason, like, I just noticed from when they built Patriot Place, they built those walls in Patriot Place, and they used, like, fiberglass stone instead of real rock. It stood out to me as something that only like a cheap person would do.
Okay, well, that's some hot masonry talk here on WEEI Afternoons. I don't think anybody really thinks that Foxborough is near the water or anything,
no.
right? Like, that's sort of the point. That's why people thought the lighthouse was stupid. And I do think that if you are going to bring one over, you'd bring one that's, like, out of commission. There's a bunch of lighthouses
yes.
that don't light up anymore.
And they're dilapidated,
and
it's, like, they're abandoned. Like, it's a thing. I've seen stories on it. on like Chronicle or something.
That's definitely a Chronicle type story.
And that was just for
now we bring you down to Scituate.
It just for an authenticity purposes, and I thought it would be like a nice story. They like stories. Don't tell me the Crafts and the Patriots and Gillette Stadium don't like stories. Mm-hmm. That would be a nice story to tell, like, oh, we saved a lighthouse that was going to fall into the ocean, and we brought it here, and we rebuilt it, and it shows our ties to the coast in New England, and blah, blah, blah.
You know what you just made me think of? Shouldn't we be getting the Brady statue sometime soon? Wasn't that supposed to happen around this time of the season, right? Isn't it?
Well, and there's a spot that people have taken pictures of, like,
which is obviously where the Brady spot's going to be. And I think it's near the lighthouse, which is kind of, you know.
Yeah, it's in that plaza, right?
You're Brady, all of a sudden you're standing there next to this giant thing. Like, that's, you know, that's a little.
But it's good for the plaza because it can now be like the Belichick statue can go next, mm-hmm. the Kraft statue can go later, and it's sort of your monument, what do they call it?
Monument Park, yeah.
So you can have your little, and maybe others will go
eventually.
Yeah, they
don't have a bunch of, like, full-body statues there in Monument Park.
Well, this is different. This is better. Maybe it's not cheap, like Joe just said everything is.
Is it better?
Felt like a shot.
Is it better to have three? They're going to have three statues, you think? They're going to have a Brady, Belichick, and Kraft statue?
Shouldn't they?
But the Brady one's going to be like the Colossus of Rhodes.
Can I say something that's going to be unpopular here?
Oh, here we go.
Won't be the first time.
I don't think you should
know what I mean?
You shouldn't put up statues of people who are still alive.
I agree.
Really?
Yes.
But it's not unpopular.
Statues
are
for dead
people. How about that? Yes, 100%.
Statues are for
dead people. If someone's dead and you want to build a statue for them posthumously, then you do that. If they're still alive, look at Paterno. They had to take that thing and melt it down. Like, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of putting a statue up for someone who's still alive. I think it's weird. I don't like. It's very sort of, you know, Saddam Hussein. Like, I'm not into it. I agree. I think it's a bad idea.
What about the Bobby Orr statue?
Don't like it.
Yeah, wow, really that's an unpopular take.
I'm sorry, I don't. I mean, I like Bobby Orr, and that's a cool statue, kind of cool-looking statue.
Wow.
But I don't like statues for people who are still with us. I know. Well, if they're dead, they're not going to be able to enjoy it. Oh, well, sorry, too bad.
Yeah, you got to give people their flowers while they're here
but
smell
them.
But
it's not for them. It's to recognize their greatness for eternity. It's not really for them. People, like, Tom Brady night was for Tom Brady. He got to enjoy that, the whole thing. That's for him. The statue is to honor his legacy in perpetuity, forever. So I kind of agree. And it also saves you from, not that this can't happen, because this has obviously happened with some of the Southern statues.
Sure.
But, like, if something happens, like, what if there's a Diddy statue somewhere? Hey, let's quietly take that Diddy statue we put up down, right? Like,
didn't OJ have a statue of himself in, like, his backyard
probably,
or something, right? Yeah.
Probably. Like,
I mean, it was
just
in his yard, so it's a little different. But you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it's that unpopular.
I don't think you should
here
do
I
that.
Thought we were heading towards the bitching hour. We're really breaking bread, and there's an olive branch.
How about
we're agreeing.
That? Yeah, about hating on statues. It's the common ground
you
that we find
dead,
here.
You ain't dead, you don't get a statue.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll reset on something Mike Lombardi said the other day about Drake May starting. We'll compare the haters and the optimists, expectations and reality, and we'll talk about it with you at 617-779-7937. Final hour coming up.